All right, Shabbos, good morning. Let's begin. Today's daf is Yud Ches. Yashikar, and thank you to Rav Kalman Akiva for giving the shiur yesterday. We're going to pick up. I know you got to the bottom of Yud Zayin Amud Beis. Let's actually, just to give us a bit of context, let's begin 2, 4, 6, 8 lines up from the bottom, right at the end of that eighth line. Amr Pchiyo Amr Rav. Following Sugya. I think the shiur this morning is dedicated by Shiurim this month are dedicated by Bennett Goldberg in memory of his parents, Avram ben Asher Pinchas, Feger Ezel Bas Zelig, and in the hopes that the entire Shul Mishpacha had their tfilos answered over the Yamim Noraim. Yashikach, and a thank you to Bennett. The breakfast is sponsored this morning by Dr. Ron and Marlene Gartenhaus in honor of their son having left for his year of study in Eretz Yisrael. Shabizocha Mirza Hashem to have incredible Hatzlacha, Mazel. Continued nachas. All right, Tabosa, with that, let's begin. Amr Bechia Amr Rav. How you the fun of Shtei Chatichos? Person had in front of him two pieces. Acha Shol Chelev, Acha Shol Shulman. One of them was Chelev, which is prohibited. One of them was Shulman, which is permitted. And what happens? He consumed one of them, but he did not know which, or he does not know which one he consumed. What's the halacha? Chayiv. Ultimately, again, he's chayiv. What is he chayiv? Rabbi will say, asham taloi. Right, remember, again, that's our topic over here, about the asham that is brought for some type of doubtful infraction. Asham taloi. Chaticha, safik shal shuman, safik shal chayla va'achla pater. But however, if it's just one piece, and there's a safik, is that piece chaylev, is that piece shuman? So what's the halacha? Ultimately, again, he is pater. I'm Rabbi Zera, my time of the Rav. So we'll say again, in this version, so what's Rav's logic? Why is it that ultimately, again, he's going to be putter if it's just one piece, right? If it's just one piece of or one entity, my time with Rav. Kasav reshtei chatichos efshar levarer isuro. Chaticha achas I efshar levarer isuro. Because we'll say, now the svara of Rav Ovir is something quite fascinating. That literally, again, with two pieces, there is the possibility to ultimately discern which one was usher, which one was permitted. In the case of one piece, and since it's been consumed, it is impossible to discern which one, if it's permitted or if it's prohibited. I'm saying, now, what does this mean? So Rashi says something quite amazing over here. Asher levar isuro, de asham taloi eno ba'el lahagim minei isuro. I'm saying, it's very important. Asham taloi, remember again, is not a definitive offering, which means that halacha lemaisa, if a person offers an asham taloi and then at a later time figures out exactly what it is that occurred, they would be obligated to go ahead and bring a karban to kind of rectify now the situation as they understand it. Asham taloi is just there to shield a person from liability until the real truth or clarification of circumstances, or there is a clarification of circumstances. Therefore, Rashi says over here, Dasham taloi ina ba el lahagim min ha'isurin. Literally, Asham taloi comes to protect you from punishment ad sheyodea lo, or ad sheyivada lo, v'yavi chatas, k'in nefarish par basra, hilchach, shtei chatichos v'achal achas, v'nishra achas, efshar sheyaval li achras man baki, sheyakir, im zuhano seres shuman vaday chele v'achal, v'yavi mechatas, hava chaticha achas v'achal yefshar levara. So we'll say, interestingly enough, in this approach, Rav's entire svara is that asham taloi is there to quote-unquote protect you until you can figure out what actually occurred. The only way that circumstance happens is when? With two pieces. Because with two pieces, I ate one. The hope is that over time, I will then come to go ahead and understand what exactly occurred. Therefore, again, if there's two pieces and I ate one and I don't know which one I ate, I'll bring in asham taloi. If there's only one piece and I'm not sure that is it shuman, is it chelev and I ate it, people say, there's no real clarification of circumstances afterwards. Why not? There's nothing to clarify. It's gone. And therefore, again, Rav would suggest under those circumstances, there is no asham taloi. To which the Gemara says, Ma'ika bein taimed derava le'taimed rabbi zeira. So now we have two different versions, ultimately, again, of Rav. or I should say two different explanations of Rav. So what's the chilik ultimately again between Rava's explanation and Rabbi Zera's explanation? Igvanayu kezayisu mechza. So what's the nafkamini would be in a case of where the two chatichos, one was a kezayis and one was a half a kezayis. The Rava leka mitzvos upater. But according to Rav, remember again, in order to go ahead and be chayv in asham toloi, there have to be two defined entities, which again, in Rava's world view would mean, or in Rava's view, would mean two kizesim. The Rabbi Zera, Asha Levarer Isura. According to Rabbi Zera, however, halacha lemaisa, as long as there are two pieces, even if one of them is not a kizayis, even if one of them is not a kizayis, so halacha lemaisa, that's still enough to go ahead and allow for Asham Talui to protect one until protect the individual until they figure out what's going on. And therefore, halacha lemaisa, well, you can say it differently. Because there's two pieces, even though one of them does not measure a kizayis, the svar of asham talui still goes into effect. Eisvi, Rabbi Yirmiya, Rabbi Zera. So Rabbi Yirmiya raised the kash Rabbi Zera. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, koi chayovin al chelbo asham talui. So Rabbi said, now again, we're going to review a series of gemaras that we saw already beginning yesterday, and we're going to begin to ask on them in accordance with each of the various shitos. So, for example, the Gemara says over here, "Koi chayavin al chalba asham tolei." Well, say, remember, what's a koi? A koi is an animal, safek behema, safek chaya. What's the nafkamina if an animal is a chaya or a behema? So, for our purposes now, it's chaylev. Chaylev is only usher if it's the chaylev of a behema. It's not chayev if it's the chaylev of a chaya. So, Rabbi Yosef says the Gemara, Rabbi Eliezer says that if you eat the chilev of a kai, you're chayv in asham taloi. Amar Lei, Rabbi Yosef said, what's interesting about this? What's interesting about this over here is this is chaticha achos, right? There's only one piece. There's no two pieces. So Amar Lei, Rabbi Eliezer, savar lo ba'ina levarer isuro. Rabbi Eliezer does not require ultimately the presence of two pieces that you should be able to go ahead and figure out which was the davar ha'aser and which was the davar ha'mutter. Rather than Rabbi Eliezer, Zirabo say the whole notion of asham talui is in a situation where halacha lemaisa, you're not sure what it is that you consumed, and even if it's one piece, you will still bring asham talui. Tap of Yudches, Eisvei, another kasha, Safik ben tishal rishon uben shiva la'achron. So we'll say this is the case of a woman who got remarried without waiting the requisite 3 months, right? Normally, so the halacha is that when a woman gets either divorced or is widowed, she must wait 3 months before remarrying. Why? In order to tell if she's pregnant from the first marriage. So what happens in a situation where the woman gives birth to a child after a second marriage, but it's a safek? Is it a 9-month baby from her first husband, or is it a 7-month baby from her second husband? So what's the halacha? Yotzi v'havlad kasher. So ultimately, again, without getting into all the halachos concerning over here her marriage, but she leaves the second husband, and ultimately, again, the offspring is kasher. V'chayavin ba'asham talui. But ultimately, again, she is chayiv ultimately for an asham talui. So says the Gemara. So what do you see from here? Hamani, Rabbi Eliezer. So whose opinion would this reflect? This would reflect ultimately, again, the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer that she wouldn't require shtei chatichos. Esve nimtza al shela. So we'll say hilchos nida. Let's say again a couple engages in relations, and afterwards we'll see. By the way, the Gemara Maseches Nida is going to explain the concept. The Gemara quotes a halacha that a woman is chayiv to do two bedikos, one before bia and one after bia. So this over here is discussing what happens if blood is found after bia. So nimtza al shela. So remember again, if she finds blood on her cloth afterwards, so es yom tmeim, if the blood is found immediately after bia, then ultimately again that's called dam machmas bia, and she and he will both be tamei v'chayavin bekarbon, and ultimately again be chay v'chatos nimtza al shela la'achrasman. What happens if she only does her bedika sometime after the bia? Again, the Gemara discusses what la'achar zman is. We don't have to get into it now. But nimtza al shela la'achar zman, tmeyin misafek, upetur min akarban. Ultimately, again, if she only checks, not immediately after bia, but sometime later on, so halacha lemaisa, again, they're tmeyin misafek, so the safek tuma, upetur min akarban. but they are potter from a chatos. V'tani Allah, but yet we state about this what? V'chayavin asham talui. That ultimately, again, they are chayiv to bring an asham talui. To which the Gemara again says, Hamani Rabbi Eliezer. So we'll say, so remember again, the novelty in these cases over here is that we just got finished saying that in order to go ahead and bring in asham talui, what do you need? What do you need? Shtei chatichos. Right, that the whole point of the paradigmatic example or the paradigmatic concept of Asham Talui is, I have a suffix. The Asham Talui is, like Rashi said, to protect me, until I'm able to go ahead and clarify what the actual circumstances are. But remember, in order to have a clarification of circumstances, usually you have to have two items. Do Asham Talui, that's like your coverage, and then figure out what exactly occurred. But yet we're beginning to see that there's a concept of Asham Talui even in the absence of a case of shtei chatichos. Remember, again, I will say, in these cases over here, I don't know what happened. And I'm not going to know what happened, right? In this situation where she doesn't do the batik until later on, and she finds blood, was that blood there as a result of bia, during bia, after the bia? And the answer is, we're not going to know. And we're not going to know. Yet, you still see that you bring in asham talui, to which the Gemara says, okay, all of this is the view of Rabbi Eliezer, because Rabbi Eliezer is the one who says, lo ba'inan levarer isuro. Very important. Rabbi Eliezer holds that an asham talui does not require the possibility of clarification of circumstances. That Rabbi Eliezer says, you bring in asham talui when you did something, and you don't, or I should say it differently, you did something, but you don't know if what you did was wrong or not. And even if there is no mechanism through which you can come to understand if what you did is wrong or not, you still bring an asham talui. So as Rabbi Eliezer will say, you eat the chaylev of a kai, you're going to bring an asham talui. Why? We're not going to be able to resolve what a kai is. Is it a chay? Is it a behema? We've been arguing about it for a long time. Still bring an asham talui. Case of need, they're going to bring an asham talui. So we'll say, so we begin to see is we have two very dramatic different models in asham talui. The what we'll call the Rav model, although Rav's Shita itself is subject to dispute, but the Rav model is that Efshar Levarer Isuro, that at the end of the day, Asham Taloi is brought in a situation where right now, I don't know what happened, I'm going to bring Asham Taloi to provide me some type of halachic coverage, and then I'm going to be able to sort out what it is that occurred. Rabbi Eliezer, that's not as you, Asham Taloi is brought when? I may have done something wrong. And I may never know if I've done something wrong or not. And therefore, I'm going to bring this asham talui. Amrav Nachman Arav Baravua, Amrav. Hayu lefanav shtei chatichos, achal shel chaylev v'achal shel shuman. So we'll say another case. So now we're going to see, this is Rav Nachman's interpretation of Rav. Person has in front of him two chatichos. Remember, we're going to say, in every case of Rav, the asham talui cases always begin with what? Two pieces. Because again, remember, we'll say, Rav, Efshar Levarer Isuro. That's the idea. Well, let's see. So, Achas Mim Shoshum, Achas Mim, Achas Shachid, Achas Shoshuman. I know one of them is prohibited, one of them is permitted. Only problem is, V'achal Achas Mehen, V'eini Yodea Eze Mehen Achal. I ate one of them, I just don't know which one I ate. So the Gemara says, Achal, I'm sorry, Achal Achas Mehen, V'eini Yodea Eze Mehen Achal. What's Talacha? Chayif. The halacha is yuchayif, right? We'll say that is the paradigmatic case of asham talui. Listen to this: chaticha safek shachilev safek shalshuman va'achla pater. But I will say, Rav says, if you have one chaticha, one piece, and you're not sure is the piece chilev, is it shuman, and you ate it, what's the halacha? Pater. So we'll say again, this is shitas Rav. Rav Nachman says, what's the svara? Am Rav Nachman, my time in the Rav, kasavar shtei chatichos ikva isura. Seals Rav holds that when you have two pieces, ikva isura. Ultimately, again, the isra has been established. Rashi says, meikara v'chayiv. Ultimately, and I will say, so this is actually very interesting. When you have two chatichos, I know for sure that what? Something here is aser. Something here is aser. Chaticha achas, lo kav isura. If you have one piece, then what? I don't necessarily have sir. So remember again, in one piece, it may be aser, may not be aser. So listen to this. In Rav Nachman's Yerabosai, he holds, the Rav says like this, when do you bring in asham talui? When? When I know for sure that iser is there. So again, The suffik, I should say differently. There is no suffik about the metzias, right? The metzias, the circumstances, the reality is there's something aser here. What's the suffik? Did I consume it or not? So again, I will say in this version, so the suffik is on what we'll call the gavra, not really the cheftza, right? I'm not sure what I consumed, but I know that the cheftza of iser is there. If there's no defined or if there's no definitive cheftza of iser, according to Rav Nachman, Rav would hold you don't bring an asham taloi in that case. Says the Gemara, my ika ben ikve isura. So now, interestingly enough, remember, we have different interpretations of Rav. Here's the beautiful part. Rav always says the same thing, which is what? That when you bring in Ashlam Taloi, when you have two pieces, right? If you only have one piece, you're not sure if it's Chelev, you're not sure that it's Shuman, you don't bring in Ashlam Taloi. We just have different interpretations as the Svara. So we'll say, so now we have two interpretations that we're dealing with over here. The one that we mentioned over, before was Ikva Isura versus, or that's what we just said now, L'shi'i Efshar L'varer Isurei. So we'll say, so what's the Chilik between saying that the Svara of Rav is that in order to bring an Ashlam Taloi, has to be Ikva Isura, the Isra has to be established. L'shi'i efshar l'varer Isurei, Igabeinayu, kigon shahayu l'fanav shtei chatichos, achas shal chela v'achas shal shuman. So listen to this nafkamina case. What happens if you had two pieces? You had two pieces, one of chela, one of shuman. Obviously, you don't know which one is which. Uba ovid kochavim v'achal es harishona, a non-Jew came along and he ate the first piece. And then a Jew came and ate the second piece. So now watch this. So here's what's fascinating about this. So by the time the Jew came around, there was only one piece. The Rava leka mitzvos be'idna da'achal Yisrael. But according to Rava's interpretation of Rav, in order for you to be chayiv and asham taloi, at the time of consumption, there has to be what? Two items. So in this case over here, by the time the Yisrael came around, there's only one piece. I understand the case started out as two pieces, but by the time the Yisrael comes around, there's only one piece. The Rabbi Zeira, I Asher Levari Surei. Similarly, according to Rabbi Zeira, ultimately, you know, say, here's the problem. Rabbi Zeira says, why do you bring in Asham Taloi? It's your halachic coverage until you can figure out what occurred. The problem is, in this case, what's going to happen? You can't figure out what occurred. Why not? Both pieces are gone. So you're both saying in Rabbi Zeira, which was the bottom of Yitzhak Mabez. In Rabbi Zeira's model, we assume the reason you can figure out what's occurred is why? Because there's going to be one piece left, and we'll do a little forensic analysis. We'll send it off to the Chelev lab, right? We'll go and run some tests. We'll ask them. We'll figure out what it is. Here, there's nothing left. So ultimately, again, according to Rava, no Asham Taloi. Why? Because according to Rava, Asham Taloi only comes up with two pieces. According to Rabbi Zeira, Asham Taloi is only there to provide you coverage until you can figure out what happened. The only way to figure out what happened is what? Is what? If there's one piece left. Here, there's no pieces. There's nothing left. Rav Nachman, but interestingly enough, Rav Nachman would hold that what? You would be chayiv in this case. Why? Because according to Rav Nachman, I will say this is, remember, when we say according to Rav Nachman, this is Rav, all of this is in Rav. So according to Rav Nachman's interpretation of Rav, in order to be chayiv asham taloi, what do you need? Ikve isura. Ikve isura means I will say that I know for sure that what? There was isur here. I just don't know if I consumed it. Does this case satisfy that criteria? And the answer is yes, absolutely. Was there isur here? Was there isur?
Yes.
Yeah, let's say, by the way, if you're not holding in this, you're going to pay for your breakfast that you ate. So just keep track. Write down what you're eating, right? So let's say, there's no free breakfast in life. So understand what's happening over here. There was ikve isura over here. Because remember again, what's the case we're dealing with over here? There were two pieces. The nachri, the akum, ate the first one. The Yisrael ate the second one. Say, if you hold it, you need mitzvahs, two pieces. By the time Yisrael came along, there's only what? One piece. No Hashem Taloi. If you hold Efshar Levarer Isurei, so I'll say, does that apply over here? No. You can't be Mavar the Isur. Why? Because being Mavar the Isur requires what? At least the presence of one piece. No pieces left. But if you hold that the requirement for Hashem Taloi is Ikve Isura, that you're able to say, I know for sure that there was Isur here. I just don't know if I consumed it or not. This case passes that threshold. Because we'll say, remember again, in this case, I know for sure that there was one piece of chilev and there was one piece of shuman. I just don't know what. I don't know which one I consumed and which one the Akum consumed, and therefore it would be a chayiv and asham taloi in this case. Incredible. So we'll say, I want to point out, keep in mind, there's just these two disparate models. There's the Rav model and the Rabbi Eliezer model. The Rav model always requires two pieces. Now, the fundamental shaila is going to be, how long do you need the two pieces throughout the entire process? So that's going to depend on Rabbi Eliezer, that's going to depend on Rabbi Zera, Rava, and Rav Nachman's interpretation. But in Rav's Asham Taloi construct, you always need to start out with two pieces. That stands in contradistinction to Rabbi Eliezer. In Rabbi Eliezer's Asham Taloi construct, you don't need two pieces. What do you need? A safek. That's all. Even if that safek is one piece, I have one piece. Is it chelet? Is it shuman? I ate it. I don't know what it is. That's Asham Taloi. Good. Weiter. Say Rav Nachman. So Rav raised the kasha to Rav Nachman. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Koi Chayav Nachal Asham Taloi. Rabbi Eliezer holds that for a koi. Safek chayav, safek behema. If you eat this chaylev, you are chayav in asham taloi. To which the Gemara says, so what do you see from here? So again, remember, this is one piece. To which the Gemara says, no, Rabbi Eliezer lo bai kvi usa li sura. Okay, Rabbi Eliezer doesn't subscribe to this to the construct that Rav does. Therefore, Rabbi Eliezer doesn't require kvi usa li sura. He doesn't require that there be a definitive iser in order to be chayav for asham taloi. Ace, so also we're going through these same cases again. Ace, safek ben tes levishon o ben zayin la'acharon. If it's a safek, if it's a 9-month baby for husband number one, or 7-month baby for husband number two, yotzi v'avlat kosher v'chayavin ba'asham taloi. She'll be chayav in asham taloi. Why? Hamani, Rabbi Eliezer. So we'll say again, remember, it's Rabbi Eliezer, who once again doesn't require either two chatichos, doesn't require ikvei surah. If ultimately v'chayavin b'karban, so again the hilchos need the case. If after bia the man cleans up with a cloth and they find blood, he finds blood on his cloth. What's the halacha? He's tamei, right? Or they are tamein, because we assume that is blood as a result of the bia v'chayavin b'karban. Just to understand, remember very quickly the reason why one would be tamei as a result of dam machmas bia, blood that comes as a result of relations, is because there is a concern that perhaps there was a hargasha. Again, we'll get to all of this in the Chos Nida. A woman only becomes anida midal raisa when she has a hargasha, literally a sensation. It's a sensation of psichas pia makar, the opening of the makar. Again, we'll get into all of this, but the concern is that if there's dam after bia, that there might have been a hargasha. She might have had a hargasha. She didn't realize the hargasha because ultimately, again, it was masked by the sensations of bia. So because of that, again, blood that is found in the aftermath of bia has the status of dam nida, which means essentially, if they find blood immediately after bia, then halacha lamaisa, they have engaged in relations with, the man has engaged relations with a woman who's a nida, and the woman has engaged in relations while she's a nida. Now again, obviously it's shogig, this wasn't intentional. And I will say, by the way, this halacha still applies today. That's why dam machmas bia, the couple finds blood in the aftermath of relations, it's a shiloh, meaning a person has to ask a shiloh about what to do under those circumstances, if this woman a nida or not. Again, but for our purposes over here, he finds blood on his cloth afterwards. What's the halacha? Temein v'chayavin b'karban. Nimsa al shalah esyom. So if she finds blood on her cloth, if it occurs immediately after bia, assuming it's immediately afterwards, so temein v'chayavin karban. So we'll say, remember again, by the woman, see, by the man, the assumption is if he finds blood, right, ba'al samakam, so there's no other attribution to that blood except as a result of bia. So even if it's not found immediately after bia, we still attribute it to that. for the woman, if she finds it immediately after bia, we attribute it to the bia. If she's not checking immediately afterwards, then halacha lemaisa might be attributable to something else. So the Gemara says, nimsa shalala acharzman, but what happens if she finds it only later on? So tamei misafik p'turim min a karban. So ultimately, again, they are tamei misafik, but potter from a karban. But yet v'tani ala v'chayavin ba'asham taloi. But yet they are chayav for asham taloi. So both say, so what do you see from here? This is obviously not a case of shtei chatichos, right? This is not a case of, so what's the halacha? So ishtik, he was quiet. Didn't have a retort for this case. Labasar dinafik, amar mai taima lo amrile, dehamani Rabbi Meir hi, de lo baik vi usal isura. So why don't you just answer that? This price reflects the view of Rabbi Meir, who holds that what? De lo baik vi usal isura. In order to be chayav in asham talui, you need not have a defined iser. There need not be a defined iser. Tisanya hashochit asham talui b'chutz was an interesting case. What happens if someone shechts an asham talui outside of the Beis Hamikdash? Rabbi Meir mechayiv. Rabbi Meir says you're chayiv. V'chachamim potrin, and the chachamim ultimately say that you are pater. So we'll say, if you look at v'cham potrin va'amai le'mole Rabbi Eliezer he. So we'll say, I don't say why are you introducing Rabbi Meir. Why not just say it's Rabbi Eliezer? Because Rabbi Eliezer holds that halacha lemaisa you're not chayv in asham taloi. Ultimately, so we'll say, I just want to point out, if you shecht an asham taloi b'chutz, right, kachim b'chutz, what are you chayv? What are you chayv? Interestingly, you're chayvin asham taloi. Right? I will say why. Because remember, again, you may or may not have shechted kachim v'chutz. Right? So chayvin asham taloi. So I will say, so what's the point over here? Why are you introducing Rabbi Meir? Why don't you just say it's Rabbi Eliezer? To which the Gemara says, Hakamash Malon, to Rabbi Meir, b'shitas Rabbi Eliezer. Kai. Oh, so it's just coming to teach us that indeed Rabbi Meir holds like Rabbi Eliezer. Good. So we'll say, so again, remember, just thing to keep in mind. We don't know what the halacha is yet, but two different, dramatically different constructs in Asham Talui. The Rabbi Meir, or the Rabbi Eliezer construct, where I don't need Shtei Chatichos, I don't need Ikvi Isura, all I need to generate the concept of Asham Talui is what? Safek. So we'll say, so again, in general, what we would say is like this. Any case where if you knew for sure you did something wrong accidentally, you would bring a chatos. If you're not sure what you did, you bring in asham talui. Rav, on the other hand, again, I both say, remember, three different interpretations of Rav, but the common denominator amongst all of them is what? Shtei chatichos. That in order to go ahead and generate an asham talui liability, there have to be two pieces. One of Isser, one of Heter, and you don't know what you did. Now again, the svara of that, subject to three machlokes. Amar Rabba Barabua, Amar Rav, Chaticha, Safik Shal Chelev, Safik Shal Shomer Va'achla. If you have a piece, and it's a Safik, is it Chelev, is it Shuman, and you ate it, Bono Lemachlokes Rabbi Eliezer Ve'chachamim, you have a Machlokes Rabbi Eliezer Ve'chachamim. Rabbi Eliezer, Ma'i Yiria Ki Achla, Afilu lo achla nami. The Rebbe said, but I don't understand. The Kohen Rabbi Eliezer, even if you didn't consume it, it's okay. The Rebbe said, now what does that mean? That's not we learned. Actually, we will learn. We might say this later on. Chaf hey. Rabbi Eliezer, Rebbe said, this is actually a dramatic idea. Misnadev Adam Asham Talei B'chol Yom. Rebbe said, listen to this. Rabbi Eliezer is going to be of the opinion that if you want, you can bring in Asham Talei every day. The Rebbe said, now just appreciate the godless of that. What's the godless? The godless is that, look, on any given day, I may have done something wrong. So Rabbi Eliezer says, if you want to essentially bring karbanic insurance, right? What's karbanic insurance? Asham Taloi. Asham Taloi says, listen, if I did something wrong, I'm covered. If I didn't do something wrong, it's okay, because that's the mechanism of Asham Taloi. By definition, it's brought in a case of doubt. Rabbi Eliezer holds that halacha lemaisa, you can bring an Asham Taloi, even if what? You don't know of anything specific, right? But just as a general karban, this the Gemara says. Rather, the Gemara says, "Amar Rav Ashi, Rabbi Eliezer, Aliba de Baba ben Buta." No, because even Rabbi Eliezer holds like Baba ben Buta. What are Baba ben Buta? Say, "Disnan elo omrim li hamtin ad shetikanis lebeis asafek." So we'll say, Baba ben Buta used to want. We're going to see this later on in Chaf Hey. Baba ben Buta used to always want to bring an asham talui. He wanted to bring Asham Taloi every day. And the rabbis told him, listen, you can't bring an Asham Taloi unless at least you have something to be masupak about. Right? In other words, don't start bringing Asham Taloi for no reason. even if you just have some general established doubt, then you could bring this. Even Rabbi Eliezer, who holds that technically speaking, you could bring an Asham Talui anytime, even he would agree that technically, you don't bring an Asham Talui without some amount of basic cause. Right? So you have to have some cause for it. Tan Rabbanan. If you have two pieces, one of Shuman, one of Chalev, watch this, it's an interesting case. If a Jew came along and ate the first piece, then a Gentile came along and ate the second piece, ultimately, again, the Jew will be chayv. Rabbi said, and this is beautiful. Why does this case work? This case works according to everyone. Why? Why? According to Eliezer, of course it works. But even according to Rav and every interpretation of Rav, it works. Why? I should say, not every interpretation of Rav, but at least one of the interpretations, Rav's interpretation, it works. Why? Because what do you have? Shtei chatichos. Right? At the time that the Yisrael ate it, you have two chatichos. Two pieces. So the Gemara said, v'chein kelev, v'chein orev. The same would be true. Whoever eats the second piece, right? It doesn't make a difference if it's a akum, if it's a dog, if it's a bird. It doesn't make any difference. However, ba ovi kucham v'achas harishona. Oh. What happens if the Akum comes along and eats the first piece? Then the Jew eats the second piece. So what's the halacha? Potter. So we'll say this reflects the view of Rav. Why is he potter? Because by the time the Jew comes along, what do you have? Chaticha achos. And in chaticha achos, Rav will hold that you're potter. The Rebbe mechayiv. But Rebbe holds that you will be chayiv even in this case. Even in the case where the non-Jew, the Kelev, the Orev ate piece number one, the Jews coming along to eat piece number two, you're still going to be chayiv. Achalas harishona b'shogeg, v'ashnir b'mezid. What happens if you ate the first piece b'shogeg and the second piece b'mezid? What's the halacha? Chayiv. Ultimately, again, we'll say you will be chayiv. Now, again, remember, so you're going to be, obviously, we'll say any time you violate something b'mezid, there's no carbon for any type of mezid infraction. But in this case over here, you're eating the first one b'shogeg, so beautiful. At the time you're eating the first one, I'll say, you still have what? You still have shtei chatichos, no problem. So harishon lebemezid v'ashniya b'shogeg, you both listen to this case. What happens, however, if you eat the first one b'mezid, right, the first one b'mezid, and we'll say, now I want to be clear, what mezid means in this case is what? If you look at Rashi, he says, shahayodeh shesafeku, or I'm a mezid in the safek. Right? In other words, I know that there's a suffix about this piece, and what? And what? I eat it anyway. I eat it anyway. I know. So again, it's not. So it's not mezid that I committed an avera b'mezid. I consumed the suffix piece b'mezid. So watch this. So let's read that again. So Rami Chayiv Achlas Harishon B'Shogeg Vashnei B'mezid Chayiv Harishon B'mezid. If I eat the first one b'mezid, Vashnei B'Shogeg, and the second one b'Shogeg, what's the halacha? Potter. The Rebbe Mechayiv. But Rebbe will say ultimately again that I'm a chayiv. I will say now the logic over here as to why I would say potter is again very simply why I don't have two chatichos, I only have one piece. But yet Rebbe says that I'm chayiv. Achol shtein b'mezid. If I ate both of them b'mezid, potter. Ultimately, again, I will say in that case I will be potter. Achlum shnayim b'shogeg. If I eat both of them b'shogeg, then what? Shnehen chayovin. Ultimately, again, both I will be chayiv for both. Hashini lo min adin. Now the truth is, technically speaking, I'm not really chayiv for the second one me'ikra adin. Why not? Because again, there's only one piece left by the time I got to the second one. But yet again, ella shim'ata omer pater kavatas harishona bechatas. Here's the problem. If we exempt the individual for the second one, essentially what are we saying? What are we saying? That he definitely consumed chayiv with the first one. If that's the case, then this is no longer an Asham Talui case, but rather, again, it becomes a Chatos case. Therefore, again, you can't do that because you don't know what he did or what he didn't do. Therefore, by definition, you have to make him Chayiv for the second one as well. Umanu. Whose opinion does this reflect? E Rebbe Minadin. So I'll say, if it's Rebbe, ultimately, again, it should be Chayiv Mikra Adin, right? U Minadin, who? Is that true? So why would we say Minadin? Ultimately, according to Rebbe, would that be true? E Rabbanon. Mishum delo nikva rishon bechatas neimalei l'sheni icy chulin la'azara. But according to the Rabbanon, would we say that ultimately again, because in order not to establish the first one as being chay bechatas, they were going to tell the second one to go ahead and bring chulin la'azara? If he's not chay for the carbon, he's not chay for the carbon. So Amar Rav Ashi, so we'll say, whose opinion does it reflect? Amar Deis, Amar Rabbi Eliezer. He, we'll say ultimately again, it reflects the view of Rabbi Eliezer, who holds the Amar Misnadev Adam Asham Taloi Bechol Yom. Rabbi Eliezer is of the opinion in general that Rabbi say you can bring an Asham Taloi for what? For what? For anything. In other words, Rabbi say Rabbi Eliezer holds that even if you don't have grounds to bring an Asham Taloi, I didn't do anything. There's nothing even I know that I did wrong. I just want to cover my bases. Rabbi Eliezer says no problem. Hilchach Amina Lei. I see Asham Taloi Va'asni. Therefore, we tell him in this case, bring an Asham Taloi, make a Tanai. I'acha rishon shumanhu. Achal chaylev lehavi kapara ve'ilo lehavi nedava. Ultimately, Rabbi says this reflects if you're Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer holds anyway you can bring an Asham Taloi for whatever you want, even without any grounds for it. So we tell him, just go ahead and bring the Asham Taloi, ultimately again with the Tanai. Essentially, if you're Chayv the Asham Taloi, fantastic. And if for some reason I have a Chayv and Asham Taloi, then what? It should just be counted as a Nidava. So we'll say, so before we go on, so Halach Lamaisa, how do we paskin? Because remember again, what we're talking about over here is getting to the very core of Asham Taloi. Right? When do you bring an Asham Taloi? So again, remember, two distinct models. In the Rabbi Eliezer model, by the way, now we've even broadened the view of Rabbi Eliezer. Because in reality, what does Rabbi Eliezer really hold? What does he hold? When can you bring an Asham Taloi? Whenever you want. So we'll say, now we see, we thought originally that the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer was just that you don't need two pieces. Just you could even bring an Asham Taloi even with Chaticha Achos. Now it turns out that according to Rabbi Eliezer, you could what? You can even bring without chaticha achas, meaning even if you did nothing that day, right, there's no even suffix in your life that day, you just want to go ahead and bring in Asham Taloi, that you have the ability to do so. Versus Rav, who holds that you require shtei chatichas. So I say, how do we paskin? So listen to this, very important. So the Rambam paskins, this is in Perek Ches, Halacha Dalet and Hilchos Shkagos. Mi shahayu lefanav shtei chatichos, achas shachele v'achas shashuman. The achal achas mehen uba akum o kele va'achal es hashnia o sha'achal akum o kele v'sarishona uba isha va'achal es hashnia o sha'achal rishona bezadon v'shnia b'shkaga o sha'achal rishona b'shkaga v'shnia bezadon. So I'll say, so the Rambam essentially just brought down every variation of cases. But, how is he setting up the construct is what? Shtei chatichos, Rambam says, hare ze Chayiv ba'asham talui, hoil v'haya shma iser kavua. So we'll see that the Rambam paskin is like Rabbi Zera, namely that halacha lemaisa. In order to be chayiv for asham talui, what do you need? Ikva isura. Very important. We'll say halacha lemaisa asham talui only comes up in a case where there are two pieces. So he subscribes to the shtei chatichos model, and what I know for sure that something was asr. Now remember again, the Rambam doesn't require that both chatichos be present at the time the Yisrael consumes it. That's why he says if you have two chatichos, one was asr. The akum ate one. First one, I ate the second one. The Rambam still says you're chayv in asham taloi. So according to the Rambam, you're only chayv, in order to be chayv in asham taloi, you need two chatichos, and there was a defined isr there. I ate one of those pieces. Doesn't matter if it was the first piece, second piece, makes no difference. I know there was Isser here. I don't know if I ate the Davar HaAsser or the Davar HaMutter. The halacha is Asham Taloi. Beautiful. Now let's go back there. Tanu Rabbanan. Should have given you, it's like a little bit of a spoiler alert. You know, I kind of, you know, we're not finished with it yet, but we're finished enough that it'll be helpful to know that conclusion as we go through the rest of the sukkah. Tanu Rabbanan. Achol safek chelev v'nodalo. Well, so listen to this. If a person ate safek chelev v'nodalo, Rashi says, shesafeku. In other words, I know that it's a safek. I know that it's a safek. Safek chelev, I'm sorry. Achol safek chelev v'nodalo. Safek chelev v'nodalo. So we'll say, now this is an interesting case. I eat a piece, it's a safek chelev, and I didn't know at the time that I ate it, right? I just ate a piece, I thought it was shuman. Then it became known to me that what? That it's chelev. And this happened a couple of times. Safek, achal safek chelev v'nodalo. I ate something, I found out that it's safek chelev. I forget again, I eat another piece of the same item, and it becomes known to me that it's safek chelev. So what's the halacha? Rabbi Omer, Rabbi Omer, Omer Ani, Kashim Shemevi Chatas Akal Achas V'Achos, Kach maybe asham talui al kol achas v'achas. So Rebbe says that the same way, Rabosai, that if you have a lapse of awareness, right, and you do something, and then it becomes known, you bring a chatas for each and every event, so too you could bring a separate and distinct asham talui for every event as well. Says Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehud, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Omrim, Ein mevi ela asham talui echad. So I will say, so these other opinions say, no, not true. Rather, you only bring one asham talui, even for multiple cases of safek. Right? So even for multiple sveikos, you will only bring one asham talui. So I will say, so understand, in the case of chatos, right, I want to be clear, no one disagrees on the metzias, right? In a case of chatos, where if I did something, remember, we had this, we spent all of last week on this, you perform multiple shogigin acts. But those acts are divided up by awareness of what you did. You bring a separate chatos for each and every shogeg. What happens if you apply the same case to a safek? So I will say, so here you have Rebbe saying that halacha lamaisa, the same way you bring a separate chatos for every independent shogeg that is separated by an awareness, so too by asham talui, you'll bring a separate asham talui for every safek case that is separated by unawareness. Comes along these other opinions, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shimon, no. Asham Talui is different. And you bring one Asham Talui for what? Multiple Sveikas. Shene Emar al Shigagos Asher Shagag. Literally, again, for the mistakes that he made, Shigagos Asher Afilo al Shigagos Harbe, Eino Chayiv Ela Achos. It will say, even for multiple Shagagos, you're only going to be Chayiv once. I'm Rabbi Zera. Kan Shana Rebbe. Rebbe taught over here an interesting idea. Yedios Safek Mechalkos Lechatot. So I said, this is actually very interesting. So Rebbe posits, I said, this is actually an incredibly dramatic idea, that Yedios Safek, that even, so I will say, under normal circumstances, we assume that what? What's the paradigmatic case of a chatos? I did something, I didn't realize it was wrong, and then what happens? You know what happens? I realized what I did was wrong. So okay, now I didn't know. Now I know, I'm a shogig, I bring a chatos. What happens if I'm not sure what I did was wrong? It's called yedio safek, right? This is yedio safek. So Rebbe says that ultimately, again, a yedios of a safek, right? Even a doubtful awareness, ultimately, again, creates mechalkos the chatos. Even a doubtful awareness is wrong or not. I'm called a doubtful awareness, right? The yedias safek also goes ahead and what? Creates independent chatas liability. This is the position of Rebbe. So the Gemara says, so we'll say, let's analyze this. The Gemara says, Kanchan Rebbe yedias safek mechalkos lechatos. Rava disagrees. En yedias safek mechalkos lechatos. No, not true. Doubtful awareness does not create independent, or I should say, does not create awareness for chatas purposes. Elohachi katani. Kishem shim hay solo yedia vadai mevi chatos. We'll say, just like if you have an absolute awareness that'll generate an obligation vis-a-vis chatos. Kishem shim hay solo yedia vadai mevi chatos al kol achas v'achos. Kach im hay solo yedias safek mevi asham talui al kol achas v'achos. So it's Rebbe, we'll say, if you have a yedias safek in between multiple safek events, you will bring in asham talui for every single one. So we'll say, so again, hear what the Gemara is saying over here, what Rav is saying over here, is that essentially asham talui is treated the same like chatos. Just like every certain awareness generates a chatos liability, if you realize you did something with shogeg, so to again, every possible awareness or doubtful awareness creates a separate independent obligation, ultimately again for asham talui. So the Gemara says, Amrli Abaye. So both say, so now I just want to point out what's happening over here. Two fundamental machloksim are occurring. Number one, if you have multiple doubtful awarenesses, does that go ahead and generate separate Asham Talui obligations, or do you bring one Asham Talui for all doubtful occurrences? That's machlokis number one. Machlokis number two, which is a sub machlokis, or a side machlokis, I should say, is does doubtful awareness create independent liability for chatos purposes? That we're going to see in just a moment. Amalei Abaye, v'at lo tizbura, the idea of sofik mechalkos lechatos, do you not subscribe to the idea that doubtful awareness can create distinct chatos liability? Because if you hold that doubtful liability, it does not create independent liability for chatos. The chatos achos, maybe. And you only have to bring one chatos, even for multiple infractions. So amai, maybe, asham talui, al kol achos v'achos. Why would you bring a separate asham talui for every independent situation of doubtful violation? After all, v'hatanya, we learned, klalo shel davar, kol shechalukin bechatos, chalukin ba'ashamos. So also remember again, asham, taloi, and chatos are two sides of the same coin. Any situation where for a shogeg you would bring a chatos, if you're in doubt, you bring in asham. If you would not bring a chatos, you don't bring in asham. So therefore, the Gemara is suggesting like this, Abai is suggesting like this. If you hold that a level of suffek does not create yedios, does not create a yediyah, and create independent liability for chatos, then ultimately, again, yediyas suffek should not create independent liability for asham talui. Because ultimately, again, whatever works for chatos works for asham talui. And conversely, if it doesn't work for chatos, then it should not work for asham talui either. According to her who holds that literally, again, even a doubtful awareness creates independent liabilities for chatos, what about the following case? Interesting case. If a person ate about say kizayis of chelif before Yom Kippur, or kizayis chelif after Yom Kippur, so apparently he didn't have a very impactful Yom Kippur. Right? So again, he ate a kizayis of chelif before Yom Kippur, another kizayis after Yom Kippur, Yom Kippur. So in that case, Yom Kippur, remember again, we spoke about this, that Yom Kippur essentially acts as one big asham talui. Remember, we saw this before, that if you have a chiyuv of an asham talui on you, and you did not bring it before Yom Kippur wipes out your asham talui obligation, which is actually quite dramatic, because Yom Kippur acts as an asham talui. Hachanami, so you're going to tell me that, hachanami de mevi shtei chatos, right? Would you tell me that in this case over here, you would bring two chatos, ha behelam achas achlinon, because about to say, ultimately, again, you'd have to say, Yom Kippur, if Yom Kippur is an Asham Talui, if it acts like Asham Talui, then Yom Kippur is no stronger than a Yediyas Safek. If you tell me that Yediyas Safek does not create independent Chatas liability, then that would mean that what? If a person ate a Kizayis of Chelev before Yom Kippur, and a Kizayis of Chelev after Yom Kippur, then what? He should have to bring two Chatos. If Yediyas Safek does not go to Michalik, then ultimately again, how can I maybe shtei chatos? Why would he bring two chatos? After again, Rabbi said this is tantamount to what? Eating it in one halam. Amar Abaye uman lemalon Yom Kippurim mechaper al delo misyadale. How do you know that ultimately again Yom Kippur atones for things you don't know about? Dilma avahu de misyadale. Maybe Yom Kippur only atones for what? That which you know about. Amar Rabbi. Hoda v'lo hoda t'nan. Ultimately, I will say, no, Yom Kippur atones for that which you know about and that which you don't know about. Ikidam was another version of this exchange. Armali Rava Barchan Allah Baye, Ma'ilu Achal Kizayis Chelev Shachris Yom Kippurim. Person ate a Kizayis of Chelev in the morning of Yom Kippur. Morning of Yom Kippur. U Kizayis Chelev B'minchad Yom Kippurim. Another Kizayis in the afternoon of Yom Kippur. Ha'achanami din Echayu Shtei Chato. So I will say, would you say? So I will say, so the Shaila is, are you chai of one chatos or two chatos? What does it depend on? What does it depend on? It depends, was there an awareness in between the two chatos, in between the two kizesim or not? So we'll say, so now again, remember, so we're assuming over here that halacha lemaisa, there's no active awareness. The shayla is, does Yom Kippur essentially act as a yediyas safek, thereby being mechalek between the two kizesim? Why do you assume that Yom Kippur is mechaper in every moment? Dilma kule yoma ma'arta. Ultimately, again, maybe again the kapara already begins from the evening. If a person will say has a safek aver in Yom Kippur, afilu im chashecha, even if it's happening towards the end of Yom Kippur. Potter. Why? Shekol hayom mechaper, because it's the entire day of Yom Kippur, Rabbi said, that what? That provides kapara. Master Ravidi Barabin, achol v'shasa behelam achos, eino chayif ela chatas achos. Rabbi said, if a person on Yom Kippur eats and drinks in one lapse of awareness, eats and drinks in one lapse of awareness. So we'll say, what's the halacha? You're only chayiv once. I v'habin achil l'shtiyev shal l'havishus b'yom d'misyad alei v'kapar li yom v'kipar alei. Right, Yom HaKippurim, b'makom asham taloi kai. So we'll say, but yeah, one second. If there's eating and drinking, is it not possible that at some point in the day, so we'll say, helam echa doesn't have to mean they're happening one after the other. It just means that what? It's happening in one lapse of awareness. Is it not possible that over the course of that day, the lo havashus bayom demis yadala, you found out what you were doing, the keeper of Yom Kippurim, Yom Kippur should be chaper for you. After all, because Yom Kippur is b'makam asham taloi kai, v'katoni eno chayiv ela achas. Yet Rabbi say, it seems to say that what? Even if you realized what you did in between the achila and the shtiyah, you're ultimately again only going to be chayiv one chatos, which indicates to us what? That yediyas safek is not mechalek between chatos. And if you are that a yediyah safek, you're supposed to understand the Gemara's treating Yom Kippur like a yediyah safek, because Yom Kippur itself is considered like one big asham talui. If that's the case, mechalkos lechatos lechayiv shtei chatos, you should be chayiv one chatas for eating, one chatas for drinking. So the Gemara says, Amri, ki Amri Zera le Rabbi, so ki Amri, I'm sorry, ki Amri Rabbi Zera le Rabbi, hara bananhi, vasrabo se twitch, the Gemara says, it's two different opinions. Rabbi Zera is talking in accordance with Rabbi, but this reflects the view of the Rabbanon. I, Bahamid, the Seifa Rabbi hi. But I will say, if the Seifa reflects the view of Rabbi, after all, what does it say? Tani, shasat sir umarios pater. If you drank sir or marios, we'll say sir is brine. Morios is the juice from like the fish intestines. So we'll say, what's talacha pater? You're pater for consuming that on Yom Kippur. Ha chometz chayiv. Yet we could infer from this that if you drank vinegar on Yom Kippur, you would be chayiv. Umani, whose opinion does this reflect? Rebbe hi, that's Rebbe. The san yechometz ein meshev es hanefesh. We'll say again, chometz has no meshev has no restorative powers. In other words, it doesn't do anything for you if you eat it. Therefore, you're not chayiv for it on Yom Kippur. Rabbi Omer says, Omer ani chometz meshev es hanefesh. Rabbi says, no, I believe that chometz does have some level of restorative powers, and therefore, if you eat it, you will be chayiv. Umi the sefer Rabbi. Now, for Yom Kippur. And since the Seifa is Rabbi, Reisha Nami Rabbi. Rabbi Osei makes the most sense, of course, to say that the Reisha and the Seifa reflect the same opinions. If the Seifa is going to be Rabbi, the Reisha should be Rabbi as well. To which the Gemara says, the Seifa Rabbi, Reisha Nami Rabbi, Amri, Seifa Rabbi, Reisha Rabbanon. Not necessarily, so Rabbi Osei doesn't have to be that way. The Seifa will be Rabbi, but the Reisha will be the Rabbanon. Massive Rabba, Rabba raises the Kasha, Achal Hayom, Achal Lamachar. Nene hayom, nene lemachar. Rebbe say that this over here is talking about mi'ila. So we'll say this actually is going to introduce the interesting concept that if you look at Rashi, Rashi says achal hayom mishal hekdish shaveh chatzi pruta. Nene b'midi delav barachila. So we'll say, listen to this. So the halacha is, if you ate some hekdish today, some hekdish tomorrow, you benefited a little bit from hekdish today, a little bit tomorrow, the next day. So ne achol hayom achol lemachar. Nen hayom nen lemachar. Achol hayom nen lemachar. Nen hayom achol lemachar. Va'afilu mikan va'at shalosh shanim. So this is talking about the concept. So now I'm having mi'ila, but my mi'ila is occurring over what? A prolonged time. Minayin sha, even for 3 years. Minayin she mitstarf in zem ze. But say, it's actually quite fascinating. How do I know that my smaller acts of mi'ila combine together to form a unit of iser? Talmud lomar tim ol. Therefore, right? Tim ol. So tim ol ma'ol. The pasuk uses a double lashon of mi'ila. Tim ol ma'ol riba. To teach you that even if what? Even if halacha lemaisa, my mi'ila takes place over a prolonged amount of time, halacha lemaisa, the smaller units combine to form a unit of mi'ila. Va'amai, ha kippur ala yom kippurim. But 1 second, what do you mean even if it's over 3 years? And we'll say again, remember, inevitably, what's going to happen over the course of the year? It's Yom Kippur. Why doesn't Yom Kippur wipe out that liability? Amri, ki mechaper yom kippurim ali surah. Well, this is interesting. When is Yom Kippur mechaper? Yom Kippur is mechaper for Isser. For Isser, al mamona lo mechaper. They both say, mi'ila is not a din in Isser. It's a din in mamon, right? Again, I'm liable money to the Beis Hamikdash. Yom Kippur is mechaper iser. It's not mechaper mamon, which Rabbi say makes sense. Remember, what's the logic over here? Think about this. Even Yom Kippur, Rabbi say, even according to Rebbe, who holds that, who has the most expansive view of the atonement powers of Yom Kippur, Rebbe holds right that Yom Kippur is mechaper for everything. Whether you did tshuva, didn't do tshuva, it's only mechaper for what? Bein Adam l'makom. It's not mechaper for Bein Adam l'chavero. Isser is Bein Adam l'makom. Mi'ila mamon is Bein Adam l'chavero. Mi'ila is Bein Adam l'chavero. In this case, the chavero is who? Is the Beis HaMikdash. Right? But it's, I owe money to the Beis HaMikdash. So therefore, again, I've also said, that's why, amazingly enough, you could have a case of mi'ila, which even if done over a prolonged time, years, ultimately I do a little bit of me'ila here, a little bit of me'ila there, a little bit of me'ila here. Over the course of 3 years, it finally is mitzdari. Aya, what about Yom Kippur? Yom Kippur has no impact on me'ila, because Yom Kippur has no impact on mamon, because Yom Kippur has no impact on Bein Adam l'chavero. That you have to take care of yourself. Says the Gemara, V'amaya kippur l'yom kippur, amri ki mechaber yom kippur l'isura, al mamon l'lo mechaper, v'ibay seima, another interesting possible answer is what? What is Yom Kippur mechaper for? Yom Kippur is only mechaper ultimately, again, on complete shiurim. Yom Kippur is not mechaper for chatzi shiur. So we'll stop over here for today. We'll pick up over here tomorrow. But I just want to point out what we're leaving off with. So first of all, very important day for us, because we've established the parameters of Asham Tolos. That's number one. What we now also establish, Rabbi Say, is that what? Is that halacha lemaisa, chatas and asham are two sides of the same coin. The part that we're grappling with over here is as follows. I know that when it comes to chatas, the way it works is like this. I do something, I didn't realize what I was doing is wrong. Then what? What's the progression? What happens? I realize what I did. So I committed an avera b'shogeg. That generates chatas liability. And even if the same thing happens multiple times, if I do multiple things in the same lapse of awareness, perhaps only one chatas. But if there's an awareness, shogig, then what? That creates independent liability. The part the Gemara is grappling with over here is, does yedias sofek create independent liability for chatas? I'm sorry. So the same thing applies to asham taloi, right? I have two, let's say, simple case. I have two chatichos. I ate one, didn't realize that I have an awareness. Right? Chayv asham taloi. Happens again. Have an awareness. Asham taloi. Every awareness creates new asham taloi obligation. The question I was grappling with is, what happens if you have yedias safek after a chatos? So just so you understand how that works. I went ahead and I ate chalif. I didn't know I ate chalif, right? I ate a piece. I thought it was just a good steak. I ate chalif. Now I'm going to say, what happens in the aftermath of that? I think I may have done something wrong. I don't know. Yediyas safek. So now what happens is, this happens five more times. And then it turns out that what Rabbi said, I found out that what? All five pieces were chalif. Now I'm going to say, so the shaila is, does yediyas safek, possible knowledge, right? Or I was just saying, not possible knowledge. Knowledge of the possibility that I committed an avera, divide up those independent acts so that each and every one of them is chayiv its own chatos? Or do we say no? The only thing that creates independent chatos liability is what? Is what? A yediyas vadai. Like, I know I did something wrong, but the yediyas safek does not create independent chatos liability. So Mosai, that's the fundamental shalom we're dealing with. We have not resolved it. We got a little bit derailed on Yom Kippur. Baruch Hashem, good derailing. Hey, we'll resolve it tomorrow. Shkoyach. I will say a very special thank you to Saeed for preparing the beautiful breakfast.